Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 88 today, which is a maskil of Heman the Ezrahite. O Lord, the God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before thee. Let my prayer enter into thy presence. Incline your ear unto my cry, for my soul is full of troubles, and my lips draws nigh, but life draws nigh to Sheol. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that has no help, cast off among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, and they are cut off from your hand. You have laid me in the lowest pit, in dark places in the deeps. Your wrath lies hard upon me, and thou hast afflicted me with all thy waves. You have put mine acquaintance far from me. You have made me an abomination unto them. I am shut up, and I cannot come forth. Mine eye wastes away by reason of affliction. I have called daily upon thee, O Lord. I have spread forth my hands unto thee. Will you show wonders unto the dead? Shall they that are deceased arise and praise thee? Shall thy loving kindness be declared in the grave, or thy faithfulness in destruction? Shall thy wonders be known in the dark, and thy righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But unto thee, O Lord, have I cried, and in the morning shall my prayer come before thee. Lord, why castest thou off my soul? Why hidest thou thy face from me? I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. While I suffer my terrors, I am distracted. Thy fierce wrath is gone over me. Thy terrors have cut me off. They came round about me like water all the day long. They compassed me about together. Lover and friend hast thou put far from me, and mine acquaintance into darkness. There's a lot of sorrow in this psalm. And the isolation that the psalmist feels is one that, quite honestly, in this time of virus, I can relate to stronger than in other times in my life. There's the separation, and the key real separation, it seems to be, coming from the hand of God, God's wrath. Heavy on the psalmist. We don't know why, at least from the text of the psalm. The story of the Bible tells us that when we sin, when we go against God's will, we suffer the consequences. These consequences, this feeling of the consequences, rather, is the whole of this psalm. There's not a lot about what to do. There's not a lot about pull yourself up by your bootstraps. It's quite simply a psalm of sorrow. And ought to be seen that way. When we are in pain, this is a psalm we can go to. The psalmist cries about being separated from his friends and his acquaintances, but also about this separation from God, about being in death and in Sheol and in the pit, even yet while alive, and that separation from God that he was feeling, being forgotten by God that he was feeling. And a central part to the psalm are like philosophical questions that he asks rhetorically. Can anyone praise you, God, when they are dead? Can these right things happen when they are in the grave? I don't know if bargaining is the right word, but the psalmist is trying to call on God's help to take him out of that condition, I think because he wants to continue to praise God. He says, I will cry unto you in the morning. He's not stopping. He's not quitting. Whatever mistakes he made in the past, he's holding to God. Let us use this psalm in our own sorrow. Let's read it again. O Lord, the God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before thee. Let my prayer enter into thy presence. Incline your ear unto my cry. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws nigh unto Sheol. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that has no help, cast off among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, and they are cut off from your hand. You have laid me in the lowest pit, in dark places in the deeps. Your wrath lies hard upon me, and you have afflicted me with all your waves. Thou hast put mine acquaintances far from me. Thou hast made me an abomination unto them. I am shut up, and I can't come forth. Mine eye wastes away by reason of affliction. I have called daily upon thee, O Lord. I have spread forth my hands unto thee. Will you show wonders to the dead? Shall they that are deceased arise and praise you? Shall your loving kindness be declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in destruction? Shall your wonders be known in the dark, and your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But unto thee, O Lord, have I cried, and in the morning shall my prayer come before thee. Lord, why castest thou off my soul? Why hidest thou thy face from me? I am afflicted and ready to die. From my youth up, while I suffer my terrors, I am distracted. Your fierce wrath has gone over me. Your terrors have cut me off. They came round about me like water all the day long. They encompassed me about together. Lover and friend have you put far from me, and my acquaintance into darkness. The psalmist seems to be speaking from darkness, but questions the very nature of that. Can your wonders be shown in the darkness? By the very appearance of God, by the very work of his wonders, light comes to the earth, and light comes to the reader and those who experience God. This needs to be our heart and our attitude. Every time we are down, every time we make mistakes, and every time we feel the destruction of the world around us, we need to continue to cry out to God, cry out for his light, knowing that the darkness we've made will not last forever. Well, thanks for listening in, and hope to talk with you again soon.